God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We are living in a very noisy world indeed. It's funny, in the mornings I'll take a little walk, and things are generally pretty quiet. You might hear some birds in the trees. I have a lot of trees where I walk. You might hear some insects depending on the time of year. Anymore, there's a highway, quarter mile or less away from where I am. And you can hear those cars. Anymore, again, this wasn't always this way, but we're kind of on a flight path here. Planes coming into Nashville, and I often see and hear those at about 10,000 feet over my head. So we're living in a very noisy world. There was a time, and I'm not wishing for this time, but if I had lived on the same place, say 150 years ago, I would have heard no human sounds. I mean, there would have been very few. Now, if I lived next to a sawmill or some other establishment, maybe some noise, but not the kind of machinery and people and crowds that one can hear now. Now, I'm not begrudging that. We're far better off now in many ways than we were 150 years ago. My point is, it's kind of hard and confusing to know what noise to pay attention to and what voice to hear. I wonder today, right now, if God could come to your house and God could come to your home and God could speak to your home, what would God say to your family? I mean, can you even imagine that? What would God's opinion be about your family, about your school, about your job, about your church, about your work, about your friends? What would God say to your family? Well, if you think, well, God really wouldn't care, then you really don't know what you need to know about God. Do you think that you're more opinionated about your life than God is? That's not a good place to be. What would God say? And don't you know where to find out? In Proverbs 6, again, a father, verses 1, 3, and 20, is addressing a son, my son. And so, what would God say? Well, you actually know because you can read his word. In Proverbs 6, it's framed as a father to a son, but it's from God to us. What would God say? Well, first of all, he gives a warning. In Proverbs 6, verse 3, the Bible says, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. And he goes on to talk about debt and about friends. Okay, so what is this? Deliver thyself. He's warning his son. In verse 12, he says, a naughty person, a wicked man. And then he talks about the wicked and crooked people against which the son should be on guard. So debt and bad friends. There is a warning here that any good father would give to his son. God gives it to us. You have your observation. Verse 6 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. I love that word. Consider her ways and be wise. And it goes on to talk about the ant that's industrious and takes initiative. On my little walk every morning, I pass three or four ant hills. And I know this is terrible. I sometimes like to step on them and then come back a day later and see how much progress they've made. And they're very industrious. I know I'm very evil for having done this. But they just keep at it. They're not going to let up. And if they do finally leave, which really they don't need to be where I'm talking about because they're undermining a sidewalk, as it turns out, but they'll just move on and build a city in the next place. So pay attention. Observation. You know, I want to learn from experience, but I'd far rather learn from your experience than mine because it's far less painful. It's much more objective. And better yet, when I can take the repository of God's wisdom and the observations of life to this point and learn from them. My grandfather would sometimes look at troubled young people that would come to camp and say, you know, I can write his story. I can write her story. Now, he loved those kids and he wasn't saying that he knew the future. What he was saying is, I've seen similar circumstances so many times that if you do these actions, you take these actions, you make these choices, it will always end up with these almost inevitable results. So observation, that's what God would give us. What would God say to your family if he were to be here right now? He'd give opinions. In verse 16, the Bible says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And he talks about the things that are an abomination, that are contemptible to him. And he talks about the things that he loves. But the point is, what would God's opinions be about my life, about your life? Again, are we more opinionated about our life than God is? If we are, that's probably not a good thing. Now, I'm not saying that every little decision we make in life, should I salt my you know, should I salt my supper, that that's something that we need to agonize over. However, we should be very intent on knowing what God's opinion is. God would give us guidance, protection, and he would talk to us. Verse 20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. It says that they will lead you and keep you and talk with you and be a lamp and be a light and keep you from destruction in your life. So here's the question. As we look at this Proverbs, this collection of Proverbs, my son, verse 1, my son, verse 3, my son, verse 20, is this a father speaking or is this God the Father speaking? Well, Charles Spurgeon, a pastor in London more than 150 years ago, said, it is a very happy circumstance when the commandment of our father and the law of our mother are also the commandment of God and the law of the Lord. So what a wonderful thing when I am giving to my kids what God is giving to me, not some subjective thing where I just have a feeling, but I know God's guidance for my life because I have his word open in my lap and I take action on it. The sum and substance of all this is this. Your leadership as a parent will be no better than its source. So what is the source of your guidance, the guidance you give your kids? Is it some personality on television? Is it some YouTuber? Is it some article you've read? Now look, people can be of help to us, but the help they're going to be is only as good as it is scriptural. So what is your source today? Have the peace and have the confidence that comes by knowing God knows you, God loves your family, God has an opinion about it, and as you listen to him, you'll be able to lead them because your leadership will be no better than its source.